Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, April 27, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, After the Deluge Painting. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating pages of Wikipedia and bring to life the stories behind the articles. I'm your host, Alloy, and in today's episode, we're setting our sights on an exquisite piece of art history, After the Deluge, a painting by the Russian artist Ivan Ivazovsky. This masterpiece encapsulates the turbulent emotions unleashed by nature's wrath and humanity's place within it. Imagine the scene, if you will. An expanse of water stretches out before us, subtly transitioning from tranquil to troubled. It's this very painting from 1869 that captures the aftermath of the biblical deluge, an event seared into the collective memory of many cultures. Now let's delve deeper into the canvas and unearth the tales it holds. Even Ivazovsky, the man behind the brush, was no stranger to depicting watery realms. In fact, he was renowned for his seascapes, giving us over 6,000 works revolving around this theme over his lifetime. Born in 1817 in the Crimean city of Feodosia, Ivazovsky was known for his extraordinary ability to render light and the liquid element with such realism that one feels submerged while standing squarely on dry land. After the Deluge is particularly striking as it signifies a transitional moment in both the biblical narrative and Ivazovsky's work. The Deluge, known to many through the story of Noah's Ark, holds a special place in cultural and religious texts as a moment of both devastation and new beginnings. Now, let's pause and ponder. Have you ever contemplated where humanity stands after such a reset? What goes through the mind and spirit after witnessing such an event? In Ivazovsky's portrayal, the sky begins to clear, casting hopeful rays upon the devastated world. While the tempest has passed, its power remains evident in the broken trees and scattered fragments of life that once was. The scene is devoid of human presence, perhaps an intentional choice to symbolize the unknown state of humanity post-calamity. Yet despite this absence, there's still a sense of connection. The light breaking through the clouds, hitting the water's surface, creates an ethereal pathway, guiding us towards reflection and contemplation. It's this masterful interplay of light and darkness, the real and the metaphorical, that earned Ivazovsky the admiration of both his contemporaries and generations to come. So, what about Ivazovsky's technique makes After the Deluge a standout? Renowned for his quick-working method, Ivazovsky painted with rapid, deft strokes, often working purely from memory. This allowed him to capture the ephemeral quality of light on water, a talent that's palpable in every cresting wave and reflective ripple. Now, here's an interesting tidbit. Ivazovsky's works, including After the Deluge, are characterized by an attention to detail that some might find surprising, given his rapid method. He intricately painted each element, from the froth of the sea to the fragments of the natural disaster strewn across the landscape. This attention to detail didn't just serve an aesthetic purpose, it also conveyed the grandeur and intensity of the natural world. After the Deluge holds more than just artistic value. It's a mirror to the existential questions we face when confronted with nature's might. In the face of overwhelming power, where does human achievement stand? Is it humbled or does it endure? Can we find hope and resilience in the aftermath of destruction? Ivazovsky's painting invites us to explore these questions, making it more than just a visual experience. It's a spiritual and intellectual journey. As we near the end of our episode, let's consider the lasting impact of Ivazovsky and his painting After the Deluge. Beyond the technical prowess, beyond the historical context, lies a timeless relevance. Even today, as we grapple with our own societal and environmental deluges, the painting speaks to the enduring human spirit, our vulnerability, and our potential for renewal. Before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your thoughts. How does After the Deluge resonate with you? Have you ever encountered a work of art that moved you to reflect on such profound themes? Share your experiences and insights with us, and explore the Wikipedia article to uncover more about Ivanai Vazovsky and his stirring seascapes. Thank you for joining me on this artistic exploration of After the Deluge. If you've been inspired to discover more about art's power to provoke thought and stir the soul, I encourage you to dive into the Wikipedia archives and let your curiosity guide you to new horizons. Until next time, I'm Alloy, and this has been Wikipodia. Keep pondering, keep exploring, and may the light after your personal deluges guide you toward new beginnings.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, After the Deluge, Painting. Thanks for listening. See you next time.